باش عقل وعلمك الصح عقل وعلمك تدارس زي أن باش What does it mean when we read the verses in the Quran that Al-Namit people can regard as false and Al-Namit people astray? Just like this statement. Al-Namit people astray. Is that deception by Allah? Is he a person when he does that? Who can explain that to me? Ask is one thing, asking and is a shayan. Something that you want to be aware of. Like Allah says, for example, in Surah number 7, verse number 5. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى يَتَّقَى. The one who gives and fears Allah, such a one in Misra, then we're going to guide him to the right path. In Surah number 7, verse number 5, Allah says, basically, the first portion of the ayah, you did not enter your own choice, I had the choice, so you did not. If I want to be astray, if I go out, Allah's going to lead me to the right path. Then in another surah, surah number 8, verse number 10, لَأَمَّا مَنْ بَحِنَا يَسْتَغْنَا يَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. The one who is cheap, and the one who doesn't give any, you know, the things that Allah ordered him to do, يَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, disbelieved, he had the choice, and he disbelieved, Allah's gonna guide you to lead him astray. So yes, Allah leads astray by pushing that one kind of astray path. No question about that. Allah leads people to the right path by swaying them to the right path. He doesn't do that impossibly. He doesn't pick and choose. Ahmed and you are gonna go on the guided path. You two are gonna go. The way he chooses is based on the choice of that person. That person made that choice that he wants to be on the guided path, then Allah is gonna lead him on the guided path. He made the choice and made the initial steps that he wants to be on the straight path, and Allah is going to lead him astray. And Allah said, وَمَا ظَنَّ اللَّهُ يَرَى الْكَافِرِينَ بَلْ when a person says a certain nothing, verse 33. This is actually in a way a reply. Actually, it clears up some of the thoughts that we have. How does Allah guide people and how does he lead people astray? Yes, I'm the fixing choose people to lead on the street and fixing choose other people just like that. That's the question about Allah. But he doesn't do that except by the person starting the initial stage. The problem with this was with Al-Mu'tazila. Al-Mu'tazila did not understand this concept fully, so they believed that the verses of guidance in the Quran means that Allah will show you the path, for example, show you the miracles of the Quran, show you the Sunnah. That's what guidance in the Quran means. But that's not true. That's not true. Guidance in the Quran and in the Hadith means sway you to the right path or sway you to the straight path, depending on an initial choice that you made yourself. How do we know that? How do we know that Mu'tazila are not right? Saying that Allah is going to show you the right path in the Quran and then you'll follow it. No, we believe that the showing of the right path is internal. Allah is going to put it inside you or leading you astray or put it inside you leading you right based on the choice you made. How do we know that? Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Surah Al-Qasas 56. If the guidance over there was the guidance of Allah said in the Quran, you will not guide those who you love to be guided. If the guidance over there was showing the right path, the one love to be guided would not have been there. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his message to everyone. The ones who love to be guided and the ones who are personally, you know, the ones who are personally attacked on the one who made a question, the one who killed his companions, he gives both sides, the ones he liked and the ones he disliked. Let me give you another proof. يدل الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء. سورة المدثر verse 31. الله يميل ذيه ويرف to be astray the earth of her life and يميل ذيه ويرف to the garden path if he was. Now, if we go according to the Mu'tazila, the Mu'tazila says the showing of the right path. And we as Muslims believe Allah showed the focus in its entirety the right path. If it was according to the Mu'tazila, the word Manisha, if you will, would have not been there in that verse. You would not, the point I'm trying to make, if guidance was to show the path only, he would not restrict it by his will. That's the gist of it. If Allah meant what the Mu'tazila said, that guidance here is just merely to teach and show the path, he would not restrict it by his will in the verses in the Quran.
And the good
generous. If he doesn't give you, he's still generous. If someone who's poor who doesn't have a penny to his name can't come and say, Allah oppressed me and he wasn't generous to me. And the reply to that is your existence, Allah, the breath you smell, the wind you exhale and inhale, that in itself, a portion of your body, the tip of your finger, one eye that Allah gave you, one hand that Allah gave you, he's been overly generous to you in that. So someone can say, Allah oppressed me by giving me such little wealth in this life and give someone else more wealth. We're all between Allah's generosity and justice. If he doesn't give us, he's still just. And if he gives us, he's generous. And the same in the life after. This is in this life, the same in the life after. He puts someone in heaven, it's because Allah's generous. He puts someone in hell, it's because Allah's just. Yes. يتقنق لنا في مشيئته بين فضله وعدله يتقنقون آمين عبدوين Allah does not have an opposite or equal. Opposite can Allah does not have a birth with an opposite. Allah does not have a name which is an equal. We talked about this in the initial statements that he had. And among the verses that we know that proves this, yes, again, my voice. Yes, again, my voice. لم يكن له كفوا أحد. Guys, remember that. We took that before. لم يكن له كفوا أحد. بشرط الإخلاص. Equal is someone who resembles Allah. Equal to Allah. Turns out we never have someone equal in his attributes, in his gloria, in his rebellion. And he doesn't have the opposite. He doesn't have someone who he competes with. The next statement.
Now,
not as his decree. No one can put back his commands or delay them, and no one can overpower his affairs. Three statements. Can set no one, can wear off his decree, no one can put back his commands, and no one can overpower his affairs. نعرف بالاستدارة ونعرف بالحكمة ونعرف بالأمر.
Yeah.
one can win off his decree. No one can pull back his commands. No one can overpower the Lord. He should be listening and making a way to salvation. There you go. That's what I was waiting for. Just like the will of Allah is Kawmiyyah and Shar'iyyah, the order of Allah is Kawmiyyah and Shar'iyyah. No one can take down the will of Allah that's a Kawmiyyah. He says, you're gonna die first. Hey, 2 o'clock, the whole universe will be able to stop it. You're gonna get in an accident. Tuesday morning, 1 o'clock, the whole world will be able to stop you. However, that's convenient. Sharia is the good stuff. He wants everyone never to lie. He orders everyone, to be listened, everyone to be kind to their neighbors. The Sharia doesn't necessarily have to happen. The Kawmiyyah is the one we're talking about now. If someone brings that up, and you know the difference between Sharia and Kawmiyyah, it's simple. The Sharia don't have to go through. The Kawmiyyah must go through. And the last statement, 28, this is the last statement about the author talking about Allah and matters that concern Allah. Actually, we're on 28 right now. We're going to start on 28. And then we're talking about that no one can take away order from Allah, or get back his command, or even call the third of number 27. You guys can print out a copy of this booklet we're talking about. It's on the internet. If you want after the class, I shall now give you the site. And it'd be easier for you to follow along and write an explanation on the side of the book or on another piece of paper. Go ahead, Satan 28. Now he concludes his statements about Allah and talking about Allah by saying all that we talked about, 28 statements, all of that we believe in it. Not believing about them only, but we believe in it by our heart. As well, and this concludes the portion where he starts talking about just Allah. There are other matters later on in the book where he starts talking about Allah, but even he basically talks about the major things that we need to believe in Allah. remember the garlic, we believe in all that, and we truly believe in it with certainty. Every single statement we said, you have to believe in it with certainty. This is not theories. These are things that must be firmly established in your heart to establish the Tawheed that Allah sent all the messengers for. Now we start on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's do it in Arabic. Allah 8, keep reading. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of me, the chosen. Why did he come over here and say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, and Muhammad is his slave and servant? Really, that doesn't work with the statement before it, number 28. We believe in all that. Then he comes out of the blue and says, Ya Allah, Muhammad, Abdul Mustafa. The reason he said it, Ya Allah, Muhammad, Abdul Mustafa, right here, as he's talking about something he referred to in the beginning, is he was referring to something in whatever this one deserves $1 million. asking him, now you know, first of all, why you brought the statement here. This is the second portion of the first statement we say about Tawheed Allah's one. Of course, the first portion of Nainallah. Now, after 28 statements, وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ عَبْدُ رَسُولُهُ. How is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم portion of the Aqeedah? The first way is that elevate everything you're studying, elevate the Qur'an to the Sunnah, is only through the prophets. And against that is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسلاً مبشرين ومنذرين. The guidance to fear and to love and follow Allah's path is only through the messengers of Allah and Surah Nisa 165. The second way this is part of Aqeedah is we know the pillars of Aqeedah are what? What are they? What are they? It's the pillars of Iman and Aqeedah. Believe in Allah, the Malaikati, the Kutubi, the Rasuli, the Messengers, and among these Messengers is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's two ways that talking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about Aqeedah. In this little statement now, we're going to spend some time with, because it's a new statement unlike the portion of the statements on Allah that keeps repeating in other ways to apply or refute the innovators or the deviants. This is a new statement about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's why we're going to spend some time with it. In the statement he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant of Allah. He's the Prophet of Allah. He's the Messenger of Allah. He's the seal of the Prophet. He's the beloved to Allah. What's Khalil mean? The closest of any two bodies or entities can become. And we'll talk about that inshallah in detail. And that he was sent to human and jinn and everyone else. The first law of Allah, the Ummah, is the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most popular name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned many times in the Quran, and amongst it is in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 40, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. Muhammad is not the father of your father, وَلَكِنْ Muhammad is not your father. Muhammad, محمد وهو الحق من ربهم سورة محمد ناشر البكي سورة الفاتح ناشر البكوانيمان محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم يقتئن لأبني من القرآن يقتئن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقتئن لأبني من القرآن يقتئن من القرآن Ahmed, you guys don't like me, that's why you don't say that. Ya Bani Israel, inni Rasulullah ilaykum musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrat, wa mubashshiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'd ismihi Ahmed. سورة الصاف ناس نمبر 16 لعيسى عليه السلام said I am come and a continuation of what's in the Torah لمبشرا with the good news of a man coming after me his name is Ahmed Of course, you, Muhammad, is that he doesn't have 99 or 100 names, but rather 4, or according to some scholars, 5 names. We'll talk about that in the next section of that will be coming up, inshallah.
Messengers
example, this is not degrading, because some people say this is degrading to the prophet to say he's an unlocated spell, his abid. But ibadah mukarris, let's take it from the beginning. About us and the messengers. That was Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 26. The next one is Nuh. I said Nuh is mentioned in the Quran as a slave and a servant. That's in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 3. He's also mentioned as a slave in Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 9. فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا. They disbelieved in our slave. Dawood is mentioned as a slave and a servant. When Allah says, and remember Allah, slave, or servant, Dawood, in Surah Sa'd, verse number 17. Sulaiman is mentioned as a slave and a servant in Surah Sa'd, verse number 30. And glory to our slave about Sulaiman. Isa, the last messenger before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is a slave or servant. That's in Surah Zukhruf 59. These are the previous messengers. Now, specifically about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, here's the first place. لَإِن كُنْتَ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا. If you have doubts about that which we revealed to Allah, slave, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 23. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان. Praise and glory to Allah, the one who revealed the Quran to the Quran, Ana Abdihi, Ana Slave. This is verse number 2 of Surah Al-Furqan. Okay, I better hope everyone knows this one. The actual companion of the proof in the Quran, when the Prophet is mentioned as a slave. It's a popular verse.
It's a tribute of the prophet Muhammad.
name of the Father, not a name of the Prophet. You want to call yourself Mustafa? Great, no problem. But don't say that is the name of the Prophet. Like Yasin. You know, a lot of people think that that's the Prophet Sallallahu's name. Or they believe, Taha. That's the Prophet Sallallahu's name. A lot of people in Turkey and in Syria and in Jordan, I don't know Jordan, but I think the area of Sham has a lot of these names, especially in Turkey.
No. But they're not names of the prophet Muhammad.
first one you see is the name of Allah. Yes. Okay, so these names like people would take the name Yasin, they can do that. Well, no, they can call themselves whatever they want. But the problem is, don't say that that's the name of the Prophet or Sunnah. It's spell it right, too.
So isn't there a name Hameen? Anyway, it's not like the letters Hameen, but a name like Hameen, like Hameen.
That's different. Hameen, the boiling water. Boiling water is not Hameen, it's Hameen. Not Hameen. And of course, selected with certain special characteristics and qualities. Selected with special certain characteristics and qualities. That's a mushtaba. So it's possibly a higher grade than mushtaba. Mushtaba is chosen. Mushtaba is selected with special characteristics and qualities. That is the most beloved to Allah. He's the Khalil of Allah. He's the one Allah revealed the Quran to. He's the one who gets the special position in heaven as the highest point of heaven, which is in the Sina, which is the highest point of action and salvation itself. So he's selected with special characteristics and qualities. Rasulah means, what is it, guys? Rasulah, messenger. Prophet is Nabi. Rasulah is messenger. Well, let's take a shot. opinion of that is that at a 10 and 5 and a B is a higher category than at a 10. And a 1E could be higher than both of them. And that's adopted by the sources. And a B is higher than at a 10. Like the terms in English, because I don't want to say them in English, because I always mess them up when I say them in English. Nabi is prophet. Asim is messenger. So I'm going to talk in Arabic when I say them. Nabi, they say, a Nabi is a higher grade than at a 10, and a 1E could be higher than both of them. That's adopted by some of our sources. The third point about the Sunnah, the third opinion in action is the opinion of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah is that a Nabi the first opinion, the belief that overthrew. This is listen to me again. The first opinion, they're the same. Nothing is at a 10 and at a 10 is a nothing. Well, it's opinion of some of Ahlul Sunnah scholars, the first one. The second one is the opinion of the Sufis that a Nabi is better than a Rasul and a Wali could be better than both of them. The opinion of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah is that a Nabi and a Rasul have different qualities to them. And that the lesser of the two ones is which one? Nabi. Rasul comes first, Nabi comes second. Meaning, they're not like each other. They're not interchangeable. You can't say Nabi and Rasul are every single messenger of Allah. Rasul is a higher category than Nabi. What's the proof you have? First of all, yes. You're not talking about what the differences are. You're just establishing that there is a difference. and not seeing what the difference is. We didn't get to that point. We're just establishing the fact that there's a difference. The first proof is in certain Hajj, verse number 52. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. Allah said, we've never sent before you a messenger nor a prophet. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا
Yeah, and you have a
classification that says this for some of them and another classification for other them. That's the second pool. The last pool, the top pool, is that we have idea again in some of scholar seats. We and other scholars said it's in a strong dispute on its authenticity is how many messengers and prophets there is. When the hadith talks about how many prophets there is, it's approximately 124,000 prophets that the scholar has ever seen. When it talks about Muslims, it says there was a little bit over 300. Did the earth? Yes, Allah. Allah. Did the earth Allah meet up? Did the earth? Who is the good artist in the Arabic? Any sisters? Yes, Fernando. Did the artist win? He said that. They are playing tonight. Instead, if you could think that that Amanda or you don't know that, or it ranges between 3 to 9 or 3 to 7, it means Bukhara. And Imam Bukhara, Yusuf Ulma Sharaka, meaning some are 70 and some are category, meaning it could be 73. 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79. It could be ranging from there. So when the prophet from Allah told us about the Rasul, he said, Bukhara, Tarakhmiya, Yabukhara, Nasrat Nabi, meaning 300 and probably 303 from 4 from 5 from 6. However, when he talks about a Nabi, it's over 124,000. That's the first issue. Is that there is a difference between the two, and you have the three prayers, three decisive prayers, that there is a difference between the two. Yes, Kaisa.
That means he's gonna be.
Thank you.
could possibly, Allah could reveal to him. And he doesn't have to go out and tell anyone. Actually, it could stay in his heart. And that's all he has to do. That Allah will reveal to him. It stays within him. Or his family. He teaches his family. If he wants. That's why in a weak hadith I told you. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The scholars of my Ummah. And with the Anbiya of Bani Israel. You know, if you want to go teach, you teach. You don't want to, as long as you establish it within yourself and your heart. That's a prophet. Another difference is that a phone is sent to people who oppose him. They disbelieve in him. And a thing is not sent to people who oppose or disbelieve in him. That I said is that you're always going to find someone disbelieving in him. And the Nabi is the opposite. And I say, like the Prophet Muhammad says, you have Quraysh, you have people who oppose him. And a bee, he's not obligated to go and find opponents and teach them this. It's usually like Adam alayhi salam, he's teaching his family. If he wanted to, or they were already established on the Tawheed and on the truth, he had no enemies. Yes. What about him? Is that a fact? Yes, it is. Let's finish these points like that, and write your questions on the side, is, you know, first of all, the point we took is there a difference between an Nabi and a Rasul? The second one is, the difference between what people say is a difference and what we believe is the real difference between a Nabi and a Rasul. The third one is Allah. Is it fard upon Allah to send a messenger? And there's opinions on that. Is it fard upon Allah? And of course, supposedly kind of adopt the opinion. He's the one who put the fard upon Allah. He says, assuming that's the opinion you adopt. The first group say it's permissible second one is that Allah ordained that he's going to send ordained upon himself that he's going to send a messenger. The third group say that it's not permissible or ordained, it's according to the benefit of the mind or of the time the enemy sent. We Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in our aqidah that Allah sends the messengers as Hujjah. Hujjah means proof for you or against you. Rasulan مبشرين ومنذرين لأن ما يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل please fear you please against you and please for your part Allah the judgment day and say Allah may attack me may attack me anything. That's in Surah An-Nisa' 165. So the first question of this Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that the messengers are Hujjah. Are they a fard or mustahab or permissible to Allah? This is something we don't talk about because we don't have no clue. We don't say they are fard upon Allah, and we don't say they're not a fard upon Allah because we don't have a clue anyway. We don't talk about Allah without knowledge. There's only, there's no clue to be either way. That since God has said we fall along in that which happens, which occurs. Yeah. Now, I assume, you know, we got fed and we got the back upon us. And not the same applies to Allah. I mean, to say about this matter, that Allah could have served upon himself or not, we don't say either way. We don't say fard, we don't say permissible. We don't say it's not fard, and it's not permissible. This is something we have no proof, so we don't talk about. So, the basic belief of Ahlul Sunnah is that it's a Hujjah, it's a Hujjah for us or against us, but Allah sent messengers. Hujjah for us or against us, and a Hujjah so that we don't stand before Allah the judgment day and say, Allah, we didn't see the message, we don't know what the truth is. That's the first thing. The second thing, we don't say it's fard or permissible upon Allah. We don't say it's not a fard or permissible upon Allah. Okay, the next point. How many points? You have to tell me the points we took so far. So eight. to explain the terms of this. The first one we took was is there a difference between an abomination? Second one, what are the differences between them? The third one, is it formed a permissible upon Allah to sin? This is the issue. Why we bring it up? Because when sects bring this up, it's our duty to find out what our belief is, so we will be corrected. The third, yes. Yes, that's why we don't ask. That's why we don't say. Why we don't say that? Because we don't have the proof on that. Let me finish, guys, because it's almost negative time. The next point is that the problem is that how do we know a messenger from other corrupt liars or innovators who claim they are messengers? How do we know a messenger is from Allah, from them, who's a liar or claims to be a messenger of Allah? First of all, there's opinions on that. The first opinion is the opinion of the philosophers. These are not the philosophers of our time. Philosophers are always troublemakers from all times, ever since, you know, they started, they got into the knowledge of talking, and they thought, you know, their minds and their tongues are more reputable than the Allah has. So they believe that a messenger, reputable messenger, depends upon Sunnah and Basal and Qalb. Sunnah is, what is Sunnah? What's Sunnah? What's Basal? Qalb. Qalb or Aqal. So we say, to know a messenger, we got extraordinary powers in him. Therefore, we got extra superpowers in him. Then he has a heart or mind that he can imagine and foresee things on his own. This is what the definition of a messenger is. The next one, that's the first opinion. The next opinion is by Mu'tazila in an Ash'ari. Actually, why don't you guys tell me before I say this opinion? What's your an opinion on how do we know a messenger from a fake person. Yes. What if someone came between Isa and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said he's a messenger? Okay, let me tell you the second one. Actually, and this is widespread today, and the thing about it is the Tahrir always widespread it. Because it's a belief of the Mu'tazila, and they sort of adopt it indirectly in a way. The second opinion is by a Mu'tazila and an Asha'ira, and some of the philosophers, and Ibn Hazm and his followers. Who's Ibn Hazm? Who's Ibn Hazm? What is he known for? What did he originate? Was he a Hanbali or a Shafi or a Maliki or a... Ibn Hazm, what's his last name? And what do you think is his last name? Al-Zahiri. Ibn Hazm Al-Zahiri. Ibn Hazm Al-Zahiri is the starter of the Mazhab of Al-Zahiriya. Meaning they take everything wrong. Is that 95% of the time goes in accordance to Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Sometimes they take it too radically. Actually, his opinion, for example, on traveling. If you leave from Gilgal to Ann Arbor, do you make kufr or not? There's over 20 things. Scholars have over 20 things. And do you make it shor or not? Over 20. One of them, biggest lack of the Prophet Sallam never limited the amount. I think the most righteous opinion is Ibn Hazm's opinion. Because he said, if you are in your heart, put your intention, then you travel, number one, and you leave the area where you're at, then that's considered traveling, then you travel, you don't at some people went 70 miles, 20 kilometers, 40 kilometers. They went on and all of it. When is not basic, has no basis. If it hasn't said, it's your intention and your heart as you travel it. And you leave the area you're in, that's right. Doesn't matter how short or long the distance is, your intention is to travel. You leave the area you're in, that's a good hazard. He has radical opinions, you know. Well, if you intend to travel or you put in your heart, does it have to be you pack your belongings and you leave? If you intend putting your heart in your travel, like after cat. You can walk in the mess you've been putting your heart in your hand and do after cat. So if you intend on travel, you travel, you know. But you got it on board. Now, if the distance is long enough, yes. If the distance, I don't know, really, I used to in the past think an hour would be a distance of passing. Right now, I don't think so, because why? It's all connected to each other. I mean, from Detroit to an hour, it's nearly all connected to each other, you know, city after city. Before there was, if you go on, Michigan Avenue by Kent, where Canton is today, 7 years ago, it was all the forest over there. It was disconnected from this portion. So, in a way, right now, I think it's probably better to make your full prayer in a short distance like Detroit or Dearborn to Ann Arbor. If it has no value, that's someone's opinion. He goes radical sometimes, and he thinks, I think so little that sometimes, you know, if it hasn't, the false assumption said, yeah, if you want to marry a woman, go and look at her to the point that, you know, you're satisfied if you want to stay with, if you want to marry her. Meaning, you know, you sit with her and you see with her permission or without her permission, if you really are interested in going the right steps to marry her. This kind of dispute. Do you see her face? Some scholars say it's only sees her face. Some scholars say only sees her face in her hair. Some scholars say no, you can see a portion of her arms and a portion of her neck. If it hasn't come out of the bushes, whatever satisfies the man, then if he goes and he says, I want to see her fully with uncle, then he has the right to do that. So that's that. He takes it literally. He takes it literally because the Bible sentences to the point satisfied. It doesn't matter what point he is, because he says that that's the water of the hadith, that's what the hadith says. Okay, back to this. The second opinion, which is by, say it for me, guys. By Mu'tazila. الشاعر الفلاسفة ابن حزم and that is we know a messenger from an messenger just by plain miracles nothing else the third point and I will elaborate on it next time is Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is that messenger and prophet has plenty of ways to be proven by, not only by miracles alone. And I think we stop by this because we plan. And I'll take after the Maghrib if there's any questions. Is it time for Maghrib? We'll pray now.